Chapter 5. Exploring the City. I spent the next few weeks exploring the city. I did it by myself, with Jason, or with some of the people from the Thanksgiving dinner. It was nice to see that they had been sincere when they promised to show me some of their favourite parts of the city. I've always enjoyed exploring a city by myself. I like wandering at my own pace and seeing things that aren't in the usual guidebooks. New York is a great city to do this. Almost every street has something interesting to see. I passed people from all over the world on the street. I could stand on almost any corner waiting for the traffic light to change and hear two or three different languages around me. I would usually return to Jason's flat, look through my map of the city, and realize that I had walked 4 or 5 kilometers. I also saw some famous people doing normal things like shopping for food, buying newspapers, or just taking a walk. Jason had given me valuable advice for these situations. "If you see someone who's famous," he said, "don't go crazy and ask for their autograph. Usually it's the tourists and non-New Yorkers who do this. One of the reasons famous people like living here is because they can maintain a little anonymity. If you want to act as if you're from New York, notice them, but don't bother them." I appreciated this advice because I saw a lot of famous people during my walks around the city. In less than a week, I saw Lady Gaga, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Katy Perry. The most incredible thing about this is that I saw all of them in the middle of the day on very busy streets. Jason was right. Almost everyone left them alone. Only a few people who looked like tourists, they had cameras and guidebooks, stopped them to ask for autographs. It was funny to observe that everyone else looked almost angry at how the tourists acted. Although I enjoyed my solitary walks through the city, it was more fun to have some company. Jason and his friends from the Thanksgiving dinner took me to places only New Yorkers would know. All of these experiences were great, but a couple of them were particularly memorable. One night, I got a phone call from Peter, the ballet dancer who had organized the Thanksgiving dinner. "Have you been to Chinatown yet?" he asked. "No, I haven't," I answered. "Good, because I have a free day tomorrow," Peter continued. "I'd love to be your guide if you haven't anything else to do." Peter explained that his mother was Chinese, and she had a brother who lived in Chinatown, Manhattan. His name was Lin, and he owned a shop in Chinatown. When Peter moved to New York from Honolulu, Lin let him stay in his home until he found a flat. They became very close, and Peter got to know the neighborhood well. "That sounds great," I replied. "It sounds like you're the perfect man to show me Chinatown." When we got off the train at the Canal Street subway station, I already felt like I was entering a different country. The signs on the walls were all in Chinese. Canal Street marks the northern border of Chinatown. We walked up onto a street filled with shops and crowded with Chinese people. The rest of Chinatown was the same. There were people, shops, and restaurants everywhere. People sold souvenirs, imitation designer clothes, watches, and bags. The food markets really caught my attention. They sold all kinds of Chinese sauces and spices, as well as food and vegetables that looked really good. "These markets sell some of the best fish, fruit, and vegetables in the city," Peter said. "I've been to Chinatown in London," I replied, "but this is much bigger and busier. It's one of the biggest Chinese neighborhoods in the United States and the biggest concentration of Chinese people in the Western world," Peter explained. "There are between 90,000 and 100,000 people living in an area of only 5 square kilometers. It is the oldest of all the Chinatown neighborhoods in the New York area." "How many are there?" I asked. "Around 9, Peter answered. "Apart from this one, there are 3 in Brooklyn and 3 in Queens, 1 on Long Island, and another one in Edison, New Jersey. After walking around for some time, Peter took me to his uncle's shop in one of the food markets. His uncle was very nice and asked me a lot of questions about Spain. He also insisted I tasted some of the different Chinese sweets and desserts that he sold. "That's enough," Peter told Lynn after I had tried three different sweets that were all delicious. "Don't ruin his appetite. I'm taking Antonio to the Golden Phoenix for lunch." "Ah," said Lynn, turning to me and smiling. "You're going to have a very special lunch." He was right. Peter took me to a restaurant that only someone from the neighborhood could find. It was in an alley and couldn't be seen from the street. I've never had such exquisite Chinese food before or since that meal. Each dish tasted better than the previous one. When the waiter asked if we wanted some tea or dessert, Peter told him no and asked for the bill. "Aren't we going to have any Chinese tea?" I asked. "I'll buy you some tea to take back to Spain with you to remember your visit to Chinatown," he said. "But it's time to change continents now." We crossed Canal Street and suddenly we were in a completely Italian neighborhood. "Welcome to Little Italy," Peter said. "After such a delicious meal, I prefer to have some really good coffee." This area was full of Italian restaurants, cafes, and food shops. Peter took me to a small dark cafe that was filled with older men playing dominoes. The espresso and the atmosphere made me feel like I was sitting in a dark cafe in Rome. "It's too bad that you won't be here in September," Peter said as we left the cafe. "That's when the San Gennaro Festival takes place. San Gennaro is the patron saint of this neighborhood, and it's quite a party. There are people selling Italian food everywhere, as well as music and dancing. They even have a procession through the streets with the bust of San Gennaro. You should come back for it." "I'd love to," I answered. "But I don't know if I'll have the money to come back here so soon." We walked a bit more through Little Italy, and Peter pointed out its best restaurants. I paid attention to his recommendations for another day. I was still too full from our lunch to think of eating more that day.